I'm in bed in Newcastle. You probably can't hear the noise in the background because it's gone very, very quiet. If you can hear it, imagine it much, much louder. Sounds like someone's trying to either crack a safe in the next room or, I don't know what, do some major grinding of concrete overhauling. So I can't sleep, but I did just check the timetable for tomorrow, and apparently I don't have to technically be preparing for workshop till the afternoon, which is good because it doesn't look like I'm going to be sleeping anytime soon, which is a shame because it's a really nice room with a massive bed and lots of space. I could quite easily hold parties here. Can't throw the telly out of the window because the telly is very firmly bolted into a box kind of wall piece thing. I'm in Newcastle for Thinking Digital, and tonight I met some of the delegates and some of the speakers, some severe intellects, some very smart people, everybody very nice. And we went to a gorgeous restaurant, a really nice restaurant called Silk Road, was it called? It was, I believe. And, yeah, good conversation, great food, okay wine. I won't say the wine was amazing because... Oh, it's called Silk Room. That's what it was called. It was called Silk Room in Newcastle. Because the last time I was here at the Malmaison was part of the Twestival run, ages and ages ago, and... when we got to the rooms here, thirst for wine, I think it's right, he'd left us some Dynasty of Ivanko. If it wasn't in the room, it was in the bar when we got there, which is a wine they serve in the Malmaisons, because I think thirst for wine deals with the winey stuff here. I'm so tired. But the lying there, even when it's quiet, you're anticipating the potential sound, which is kind of weird. I feel like I'm jinxed. I shouldn't even be documenting this now because anything can happen. Anybody that listened to the audio boo from the last hotel I stayed in last week or the week before may realise that a serious crime happened in the room just over the corridor from me, which I was a witness. And I now potentially have to go to court because it is that serious. There is a blog on documental.ly. Just as if you want to follow what's going on here at Thinking Digital, the Thinking Digital Conference, everybody that I was speaking to tonight was raving about last year. I never made last year, but the hashtag for this year is #TDC.10, TDC10. And I'm looking at a very handy sheet, which Marissa, who just seems to be working 10 to the dozen, very kindly printed out for me. And tomorrow I'm doing... video for the web entitled Web Video, and on the Wednesday I will be talking quite early in the morning at the Thinking Digital Conference, which I'm very much looking forward to. So all good. So sounds like my call to reception that I made shortly before picking up my iPhone to do this recording has worked. There is no drilling. All is peaceful. And it's not even midnight. Check that out, it's like an early night. I'm definitely going to bed now. So, yeah. Look forward to more exciting talks tomorrow. All going well. If there is any crime or activity in the night, I'll keep the phone handy just in case. The sound of drilling, I know, not that exciting. Just slightly disappointing, what with me being so tired. So, all good. Expecting some cool things over the next couple of days. If that doesn't happen, I'll be deeply disappointed. But I'm sure it will, because I'm going to be recording and documenting and maybe even taking a few photographs where I can. Night-night.